Okay, today's learning from Nishmas Chaim Luzer from Shanari Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Schus Yisrael Menachem or Moshe Schus Rishalem Chaim Moshe Yeshia and Malka Miriam Bracha Basar Malka and Matri Yitzchak Ben Fegoldina Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Also Chaim Elazar from Shanari had a einikol, so Mazel Tov to the whole family. We're finishing up over here the bracha for rain, like I mentioned yesterday. Definitely in Chutz La'aretz we don't make this bracha, or at least generally not, unless there'll be a unique event where we had a real problem with rain, then maybe. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, there is various different shittos whether to make it or not. But let's finish up over here. We did the Mechaber, but we left out, we didn't finish up the Mishnah Brewers on the last thing. And basically, Mechaber said that it depends. If you don't know what field, if you don't know in the field, you made this bracha, Ma'ida Menachem Lecha, Hashem Elokeinu, and then you finish with Nishmas. If you own a field with Shutvis, you made Hatayv HaMeitiv, because it's Hatayv to you and Meitiv to other. If you own the field yourself, then it was a Shechiyanu. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this in Sif Katan Dalet, V'Shutvis Hatayv HaMeitiv. Why is Hatayv HaMeitiv? Shehetiv Loi, it's good to him, V'Gam LaChayrim, it's also good for others, the Hainu LaShutv to the partner. Many Achronim say that filum yeshle rak ishu manim. Let's say the guy owns his field himself, but he's married with children. Gam kem chal shutvim. That qualifies for this particular case as a shutv, because the whole point of a toiv meitiv, that it's good for me and it's good for others. If I'm married and I have kids, and something that's good for me is good for them as well. So many of the Achronim would hold that you make a toiv meitiv even if you own the field yourself, as long as you have a wife and or children. Then we said that if you don't have a partner, you say a Shechianu. He's going to go into some other rules of Shechianu. You see the water when in the Nilus when it's low. It swells. You're happy because that means that there's going to be water. Basically, for something that's very good news to you, you make Shechianu. After ain loy karka, even though you don't own, came in the hubam is manless man. So it's only occasional. When the hand of a sameach b'riyasa, you're happy and you see it. Loy garam yadam arayis chaver sameach b'riyasa in the mevarach shechianu. If you see a friend that you haven't seen in a long time, you're supposed to make a bracha shechianu. We'll see. It seems that many of us are noyik to make these brachas, but we should perhaps look into it more and learn it more, because a lot of the svarim write that it's a mistake. If you see it every day, after Yom Zeh and the Tais of Al Shafanav, even though it increased in volume today, the Kamakama bottle menorah goes away, and therefore it doesn't have the same simcha. What's the klig? That's sort of like a offspring of it that also grows with the with as the nilus grows. In Kvaroyamayamikhaimabinilus, if you already saw the nilus, Ailing Lavarachariasaklig, then you don't make the bracha, because that's really the same thing. Alam Loira Ella Aptabaklig. If you only saw it over here, Mabarak Shachyanashilamayalasmaich Pagam came by, because the world is happy about it. Mabarak Shachyanu, so going back to the Alachav by the rain, he said that if you don't have any partners, you make a Shachyanu Lavad. Valoya, if you don't say both, you only make the Shachyanu. Filu yeshle shutav kuti, if you have a kuti or a guy that's your partner, like mikra shutav lazer, that's not considered a shutav, and you make shechianu. Now, the Rama said that those who say that even if you heard that rain fell, you should make a toiv meitiv, even though you didn't see it yourself. Yeshayim da shemeya sheyardu writes a loyma. Avshalei ro'a ba'atzmai, even though you didn't see it yourself. Rak shama me'acherim, you heard it from other people. Sheyardu g'shama b'sada. Shaloi acha tzira, that you heard that your field that was an area that was in a drought, rain came down, you should make the bracha. Gam ken shaykh abichas ha-toyve meitiv, it's possible to make the bracha ha-toyve meitiv. Vehenu, kishasada shaloi hu. That's assuming that you own that sada with a partnership. Uchanal b'roya ba'atzmai, just like, so basically, if I heard the news that rain fell in my field, I make the same bracha as if I saw it myself. Then I saw the Shaykh Lelavad, the Mevarach Shechianu canal. So it's the same halacha if you heard about it and if you saw it yourself. However, if you don't have a field, but you heard about rain, so you live in America, and in Yisrael there was no rain, and now came rain, right? According to the Shita, that it's only if there was a holdback of rain. And now you heard it, but you don't own fields, then you don't make a bracha, fill a bichas manal. The bracha only the toive meitiv and the shechianu. The bracha zay loy niskan el baray batzim loy b'shemeya. Okay. V'shita mekubetz says masik b'sayvar then chil klal bein roya l'shemeya. Doesn't the shita megetcha says otherwise? He says v'yachal baruch b'shemeya the fill b'shemeya. But come back on there the suffik brachas l'harkel that we should not make this bracha if you did not see it yourself. Okay. Like I said, this last simon was not so negayat to us. But now we're going to move into another topic, and this topic is much more negeah, and probably many of us don't know when to say these brachas, but they are brachas that we really should learn the halach as well, and we should learn when to say it. Okay, al shmua shehin toivos loy levadai. If somebody hears news that is good for him, but it only pertains to him, mevarach shechianu, you make a shechianu. Now, obviously, it's not silly good news; it has to be good news. But if it's something major, you're supposed to make a Shechianu. You hear news, it's not only good for you, but it's also good for other people. Let's see the Mishabura. First of all, rule number one, right? So it says, Al Shmuz. Number one, you have to hear it from a trustworthy person. You can't just read it on one of the online news chats. The person not only has to be trustworthy, that person had to actually have seen it themselves. If you heard news, whether it's the kind of thing you have to make a Toiv Meitiv, the kind of thing you have to make Shechianu. If it's a bad news, which we'll learn shortly, okay? And the person is not trustworthy. If the person telling you the news, he only heard it from somebody else, so it's ishmi piyish, it's not something you heard yourself. Lo yavarach, you don't make a bracha. B'chein, and furthermore, in shamash and nitvas hagazel shagazel imenu, let's say they hear that you had something chas v'shalom stolen from you, and you hear that the police caught the robber. Lo yavarach at shiyashal exel, you can't make the bracha until you actually return the object that was stolen from you. Now, here's so that's so far the bracha, atayv v'meitiv. You hear shechianu or atayv v'meitiv, you hear good news, you're supposed to make that bracha. Now, here is a fascinating question that I found to be something that I think all of you will appreciate. Misha hukrich machmas aniyos. So somebody, chas v'shalom, is very poor, and therefore he marries lakachas isha shira b'loy chavtzai, right? So we heard about women marrying men for their money. Meruah brings a different shaila over here. You have a guy who's rachmana litzlan, very poor, and he meets a woman who's very, very rich, and he manages to convince the woman to marry him, but he's only marrying her for her money. Okay, he really, if he had money, he would definitely not marry this woman. He would pick someone else. Mevarich hatoyv ha-meitiv v'dayanemis. He should make the bracha hatoyv ha-meitiv. And he should make the bracha dayanemis, toiv emeitiv, because he's getting married to money, and dayanemis, because he's marrying somebody he doesn't want to marry. Now, I think this guy should do this like under the chuppah, right? Make both brachas. He says, today we seem to limit this bracha, right? And B'Seif in generally says this, he's not so certain about this halacha that this guy marrying this woman for her money should make the bracha hatayv v'meitiv and dayanemis or not. Now, why, by just in particular in this point with marriage, I don't remember making hatayv v'meitiv when I got engaged or when I got married. And I don't think people do that. So he brings down over here from the Prima Gadim that the reason we don't make this Shechianu, and the Bialacha brings it down as well, that the bracha is made on something that comes from time to time, right? Now, in general, because of that, people didn't stop making, but he writes over here that really we should be making this bracha. Now, but what about by marriage? Why don't we make this bracha? Okay, so basically he explains as follows. He says, really, we make the Erusin earlier, and we make the Nisuyin later, right? That was the minig then. So since you broke it up, so the Ikka time to make the bracha is when she became your wife, which is really al pi halacha is when the Erusin. But that's not really the full Simcha. The full Simcha is when you do the Nisuyin. So since you couldn't make the bracha by Erusin because you didn't do the Nisuyin yet, by the time you do the Nisuyin, that's already way past when the Ikker Simcha happened. When the Ikker it's thought of the simcha. And really, same thing even by us today, even though we don't do kedushin earlier, we only do kedushin under the chuppah, but we do the engagement. So since it's separated so far apart, that's the reason why they bring down that we don't make this this bracha. Okay, so interesting. If you know anybody marrying a woman for her money, let him know that he should ask a shayla about making this bracha. Al Shmuis Rice says the Mechaber Sif Beis, for Chas V'Shalom, somebody has bad news. Bar Mevarich Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayan HaEmes. He makes the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, the one who judges properly. And we'll see. This is basically Tzidik HaDin, right? So, and we'll get more into it. We know that everything Hashem does is for a purpose and for the best, and it's proper and it's the right thing to be done. So we're saying Dayan HaEmes, although we don't necessarily understand it, or to us it seems bad, but we are saying we know that what Hashem is doing is for the best. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Chayiv Adam Levarach Al Hara B'Das Shleima B'Nefesh Chafetz. A person, if Chas V'Shalom, something seemingly bad happens to him, he has to say it in with his with a full mind and with his heart's desire. Baruch Ata Hashem. Really, you're praising Hashem for this. Kederach Shemvarach B'Simcha Toiva. Just the same way, the Madrega we have to work on. The same way that we're going to make the bracha Toivu Meitiv is the same way we are going to make the bracha Dayan HaEmes. Ki ha'ra lo'ev de Hashem, something bad that happens to somebody who serves Hashem, he simchasam v'tivasam, it should be your happiness and it's for your good. We'll see more about this. Kevin shemekabel me'ahava mashigazal of Hashem, since you mekabel what Hashem did to you, nimtza shebekabal esra'azoi, by accepting this, hu oivet es Hashem, you're serving Hashem. I accept the bad that Hashem did to me, I am serving Hashem. She's simchaloi. What greater simcha should a person have than serving Hashem? So let's see Mishabura on this. Kederech Shemavarach. And we'll talk. Well, I just want to add on two things to Mishabura, and then we'll stop. Ki be'emes kol yisurin. All the yisurim that come, bein beguf, bein b'mamon, whether it's in your body or to your money, hu hakel kapara al avonos. It's a kapara on your, for your averus. Kedei shaloi yitzdarach lisyaser lasad lavei. So number one, assuming that we deserve it, the yisurim that are coming to you is really a taiva. Because guess what? Instead of having to have tzar in olam haba, you're having the tzar now. Because this is a matter that's much greater. Yitzchak tava yisurim. Yitzchak asked for the yisurim. So he recognized how, and we don't even understand what does it mean that Yitzchak did an avera, right? But he understood whatever on his madrega, whatever was considered an avera. He understood that the Midas Hadin Lasad Lavi is so much worse than whatever can happen in this world. It can end Zeal Gamal Med David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Somar Mipachtecha B'Sari Mishpatecha Yireitzi. I've feared your Mishpat. The Tava Ba'atzma Yisurim. He asked for Yisurim that she not come Mikol V'Chol Lo Yitzarach Livchedai. He wants to have Yisurim here. He shouldn't have to be worried about the Yisurim in Olam Haba, which is much worse. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch HaShem says them Chayecha. I promise you, David Toiv Atam Mevakesh. You're asking for a good thing. When Yitzchak got old, his eyes stopped seeing. So Hashem, we see, granted this gift to Yitzchak by giving him these Yisurim and Olam Hazeh. So that's number one, what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that any Yisurim that you get, anything bad that happens to you in this world, you have to recognize that it's really for your own good. Either it's for your own good because it takes care of your sins, and it's taking care of your sins because you are, you, and it's, why is that good? Because it's taking care of your sins. It's so much of an easier way than Chas V'Shalom you would have to have a loss of love. So therefore, when you're making the bracha Dayan HaEmes, you should be saying it the same way you say Atayv HaMetiv, because you just got this amazing gift for this tiny amount of Yisurim is in lieu of tremendous Yisurim in Olam Haba. That's number one. Brings down over here from the Agra de Pirka, with one of the Sfarim that Nei Sasa wrote, that when somebody says, when somebody Chas V'Shalom comes across, he has a pain, a tzar, work, business, physical, he should remember the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Chafei Pasuk Yudches, is worth it to put this up on our walls. Re'ei onion v'amoli v'sol l'chol chatoisei. Look at my pain and my work and my amelus, and take care of all my averis. That's the pasuk that David HaMelech is saying, that through this pain or suffering or difficulty that you go through, it will take care of your sins. You won't have to. And there's a second purpose of Yisurim, is sometimes just a test. How are we going to, it may not be that it's necessarily Kavaras Avinus. It's one of the tests that Hashem gives a person. He gives you Yisurim. How are you going to accept them? Are you going to Mekabel Mahava? You're going to say Baruch Dynamis if it's on the level that you have to say it, and accept it on Mahava, and then you're going to get tremendous schar for having passed that test. I just, there's one more, from, we mentioned the Mnei Yisrael. We said this over Pesach time. There's a beautiful, beautiful verse from the Mnei Yisrael. Mnei Yisrael says that the tsar, suffering that we have, that Rabban Shem gives us, is the biggest rachmanis that we can have. Why? He says, the Gemara says that if somebody reaches into their pocket to pull out a quarter and they pull out a dime, right? They have to go back into their pocket. That is a level of Yisurim. It took care of some of your Averis, right? Who cares? It was such a tiny little tsar. That's already something that takes, that's Yisurim. So he says, but Rabban Shem gave us this gewaldige chesed, that if he makes us, throughout our lives, tiny little inconveniences, right? We went to the drugstore to go pick up medicine, and they said, sorry, it's not ready. You got to wait another half hour. You have to sit around the drugstore for a half hour. Guess what? That just cleaned up some of your various that you would have had to get, who knows how much pain and suffering in Olam Haba, that little bit, oh, you have to sit in the drugstore for a half hour. So there's two ways to approach it. I can't believe this stupid drugstore, they couldn't get it ready. Or you can say, thank you, Hashem. You gave me this little tiny suffering, and look, you probably cleaned up piles and piles of Averis. Thank you, Hashem, for doing this. So he says a gewaldige thing. He says, we look at the Maror on Pesach, right? So you look at the Maror of Pesach, what is the Maror called? The Maror is called Chasa, right? Romaine letters are called Chasa. The word Chasa is Rachmanis. Torah chas on the money of Yisrael. The Torah has pity on the money of Yisrael. He says, Maror, any Maror that we have, any bitterness that we have, is really chasa that we have. So if we recognize that, then we won't be bothered as much. In fact, maybe we can come to the level that we'll thank the Rabbi Yisrael for any sort of pain or suffering that we have. Of course, we daven to Hashem that Hareinu Hashem chasdecha. We say every day by davening, Hashem should show us his chesed, so even we accept that everything good or bad that happens to us is really from chesed, but being that we are not on the madrega of these people, that we're able to appreciate this, but so we ask Hashem, Hareinu Hashem chasdecha, we should be able to see the chesed, and we shouldn't have to have any of this suffering. Okay, I'm sorry we went over time, but we have to finish it out. So that's it. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.